when the book The Great Controversy was written, should challenge even someone like Carlos to say, how could these predictions in this book be so accurate 120 years before all this started happening? Now, what we've looked at in our first two presentations is a specific sequence that's outlined in The Great Controversy about how we should expect a Sunday law. And a Sunday law is clearly identified as the mark of Roman authority, and Seventh-day Adventists expect this to be enforced in the near future. But from the history of how Sunday laws first came into Christendom, back in the time of Constantine, Sister White sets forth for us a three-step process. We looked at that first, a royal edict. We've identified that royal edict as Dies Domini in 1998. Then we should expect church councils, and they're already underway. And then we should expect to see secular power used to enforce and sustain religious institution. And we began to share with you that when secular power is used to enforce and sustain religious institution, that is the definition of the image of the beast. We've been taking these passages out of The Great Controversy. And we took a passage out of The Great Controversy that says the speaking of a nation is the action of its legislative and judicial branches. And so we began to show you that the legislative branch of the United States has not only been prepared politically to be willing to vote laws that will enforce secular power to sustain religious institutions, but at the same time, the judicial branch of the government of the United States has been prepared. It's politically at a point now, and in this recent presidential election, it was clear they understand that there's a political makeup to the Supreme Court in the United States, even though it's not supposed to be that way. 4 you would call liberal, 5 conservative, and the conservatives are the ones that you would expect to say amen to a Sunday law. So the majority is already in the wrong direction. But if you really watch closely the presidential election this year in the United States, they'll tell you that it was pretty much a 50-50 toss-up. They were pretty much saying the same thing, only from the conservative side and the liberal side. Neither one of them had a platform that was strikingly different than the other. Do you know what the biggest issue that the political analysts said about this election between Gore and Bush was? It was that one of those, whoever became president of the United States, stands the potential of nominating maybe 3 Supreme Court justices while they're president, because there's a potential of 3 of them being at the age to where they will retire. In fact, the head of the Supreme Court, the Chief Justice, has said he wouldn't retire if there wasn't a Republican president. Well, now he's got a Republican president.